This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, November 18th. God's word for you today is reach out. Our scripture reading is taken from Proverbs chapter 25, verse 2, and it says, "It is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the honor of kings to search out a matter." When we stretch our minds, we have the platform to stretch our strength. Our strength has the foundation on which it can be stretched. But the mind is the first place that stretching must happen. A classic example is physical fitness. For you to have physical strength, your mind must first be adjusted to the reality of exercise and training. Until your mind accepts it, you will not get up and do it. But when your mind embraces it, then you can submit yourself to the required training and build strength. So, enlarge the place of your tent. Enlarge your strength. God is saying to you, stretch the tent curtains of your strength wide and do not hold back. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes. God's miracles usually require you to stretch for what you're believing God for. God will put things in places where you need to stretch for you to possess them. What I'm saying is, God's miracles usually require you to stretch for you to possess it. However, the misconception most times is that when you pray, God will drop it on your lap. No, God does not do that. When you pray, what happens is that God puts it within your reach. And when something is within your reach, it means that you have to stretch to get it. This is so powerful. A lot of people are confused because they are praying and praying for a job. But they do not understand that God wants them to stretch, go through training, and apply to get the job. We want to sit in our homes, expecting a knock on the door or a mail in the inbox saying, "Congratulations, you have a new job." It does not work like that. I'm praying that your hand will take hold of everything that God has put in your heart in the name of Jesus. When heaven puts a desire in your heart and you're just waiting instead of stretching, it becomes frustrating. In fact, so many people do not even want those desires anymore because they have moved from being dreams to being nightmares. God wants you to stretch because for your hands to take hold of the things God has put in your heart, you will have to stretch. I prophesy in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that your hand will take hold of the things that God has put in your heart in the mighty name of Jesus. God does not drop miracles on your laps. He puts it within your reach. God will do what you cannot do so that you can do what you can do. God will put it within your reach, but you have to stretch to get it. Let us pray. Father, as I stretch out in faith this season, I will take hold of everything that you have put within my reach. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.